The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and Advisors.
This is WLRN News. I'm Isabella Cueto, one of the WLRN summer interns. For a lot of first-generation Cuban Americans, Cuba's almost a myth. Grandparents talk about it at family gatherings, always insisting the music, the beaches, and even the sugar was better there. Recently, a group of young Cuban Americans got to create their own memories on the island and retrace their ancestors' steps. This is the second year the Cuba One Foundation has taken Cuban Americans on a free trip to the island. This trip was for writers and artists. I talked to some of them before and after the trip. 11 writers, poets, journalists, and other artists spent 5 days exploring a place that felt oddly familiar for many of them. But before the trip, the most common feeling was nervousness. Filmmaker and comic book writer Michael Ruiz Unger couldn't even eat because of his nerves.
I have some anxiety about it. I mean, I never thought I would ever go, so this is kind of like a big thing.
First time in Cuba. I have no idea what to expect.
Anthropologist and professor Kelsey Aguilera knew this trip would be like a mojito, a blend of family history and culture, hopes and fears, but she didn't know what shape that would take.
I'm sure it's going to be a lot of different emotions, so I'm just anxious for it all, but excited.
The trip would be past and present merging together. They'd be sorting through their relatives' memories and pain, and then shaping their own perceptions of Cuba in 2017. One of the trip leaders, poet Richard Blanco, described it as reconnecting with the physical landscape that inspired these families' emotional geography.
That's part of the dynamic of why you need to go to Cuba. You need to actually feel that the stuff, you need to witness it through your senses. You need to, like, smell that burning sugar cane. You need to, like, taste that pork that is does really taste much better. And it's not just a fairy tale. Like, it does taste better. And that coffee that tastes better. And, like, all the stuff that your parents remembered now just emotionally, but they had lost the physicalness of it.
Ruiz Unger said he didn't want to have expectations. He just wanted to take it all in. His own Cuba experience.
My whole thing with Cuba is your little, like, grandma's, like, fridge magnet with, like, an alleyway of Havana Vieja, you know? That's what I thought of.
Once he was there, on the island, he was enamored with the open farmland and the Cuban countryside. He would sit in the back of the bus and just think about the things he was experiencing.
So just, like, looking out the window, I mean, those were the moments for me.
One thing he hoped to get out of the trip was meeting other artists he could collaborate with. And he did that. He's planning to make an anthology featuring Cuban writers and artists. For Aguilera, the idea of emotional geography became very real when, on the last day, the trip organizers gave her a gift. A 100-peso note with the image of her great-great-grandfather, Francisco Vicente Aguilera. He was a patriot and a revolutionary who helped free Cuba from Spanish rule. And she had only ever seen the note in photos.
It meant so much to actually have that note, and then I started crying.
And although she teaches at the University of Hawaii, thousands of miles from Cuba, she says she can't wait to return.
This was the first time I've ever visited a place where I was like, I need to go back. I need to go back soon, not, you know, oh, I would like to visit that place again someday, or yeah, sure, I'll go back. I have an urgency now to go back and create a sustainable, meaningful relationship with the island.
She says when she goes back home to her own island, Oahu, she'll frame the note from her family's island and hang it on her wall. I'm Isabella Cueto in Miami.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and Advisors.